First, you tell us that it is manly to keep your word. All right? If you are a man, you keep your word. And now all that the black people in this country are demanding, and even the black people in the whole world are demanding, is that you keep your word. You told us we were free. Well, then show us that we're free. You told us that there is justice, equality for all in this country. Well, then stick to your word. And let us see the justice and equality for all. Or else admit to us that you're not a man. You're a worm. You're afraid of us. You're afraid to give us equal stand. You're afraid that if you give us equal ground, that we will match you and we will override you. And if that's what you're afraid of us, then tell us that just what you're afraid of.
Good evening, petty people. I am your host. This is GW. This is Politically Petty Podcast Show.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
What's going on, people? It's been a long week. I don't think I haven't had a podcast since, I believe, the first. It's been a minute. I had a couple of things to take care of at home. Yesterday, I don't think you can say I come. Celebrated, I commemorated a life well lived, a loved one, my wife yesterday, 3/8/2019. She passed away from breast cancer. So that was something that I observed yesterday. I wouldn't say it set me back, but I had a lot on my mind. I guess that's the best way I can put it. I actually had this all planned out. I really did. And now it's hit me just like it hit me yesterday. But hey, you guys know what it is. This is a Politically Petty Podcast Show. I'm your host, Glenn from Mason, GW. I'm gonna keep it light. We're gonna keep it serious. We're gonna laugh, we're gonna cry, we're gonna think. And we're gonna get on with the show. So. Jesus, sorry about that. Haven't figured out how to hit the cough button, but that's okay. We're gonna keep it alive. We're gonna do it live. What was that, like Bill O'Reilly? Do it live. But I got something good for you today. Got something special. I got a couple of clips that I want to play. And let me also say this. I want to get this out the way. I'm happy to be back with you guys. This is where I find my solace. This is where I find my quiet spot. You know, I sit alone in a four-corner room staring at podcasts. Well, in this case, a microphone, a laptop, and an audio interface. But I'm happy to be back amongst my people, amongst my petty people, the petty crew. I even miss my man G Petty. G Petty, how you doing?
What's up, my brother? G Double. And you know how we do. We still down with the Politically Petty Podcast crew.
I appreciate that, my brother. I missed you, man. I did. I was like, what happened to my man G Petty? But like I said, I got something special for you. I got a couple of clips. And one of the clips that I really want to play is from one of my favorite shows. I wake up at 6 in the morning and I watch Morning Joe. Many of you familiar with Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough. Am in Mika. I actually like Mika. She's fine for a little lady, but that's a different story, different episode. But Joe Scarborough, former Republican. He's still a conservative, but former Republican. He was another one that said, I got to get out of this shit, you know, dealing with the Trumpsters of the world. But he had something very interesting on his show today. So we're going to talk about the COVID relief bill that was passed by the Senate and will be passed by the House, I believe, either by today or tomorrow. I guess we can get into the little Meghan Markle article too, interview, her and Harry. I watched that along with watching the NBA All-Star game. And I tell you what, It was riveting. I cannot lie. And I actually put this on my Facebook page because I was like, I know brother's going to be tripping. Like, man, why are you watching the Meghan Markle interview with Oprah? And it was fire. And what really got me, and there's this great article in Salon.com, is how Americans, of course, those on the right, on the conservative side, have decided to take the place of the monarch. Yeah, they want to be, you know, defenders of the institution. Imagine that. They want to defend racism. They want to be the ones that, I can't imagine why you didn't think that that was possible. They're actually blaming Meghan because she didn't know that you were walking into what? A racist tabloid sphere where they will do everything and anything to not treat you fairly just based on your dark skin, sister. Now, there are parts of me that said, well, you should have known, but I don't know. Are black people expected to, like, what, ingest racism and just take that L? You know, you adapt, assimilate. You know, learn how to just go ahead and get along. What was it? Get along, go along to get along? The hell with that. And you know, especially coming from me, that will never, ever be the case. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't say what I say at the beginning of every show. And I can't believe it because I know they waiting on me. So somebody go ahead and call Kiki and them. Go ahead and grab them. Grab Kiki and them. Bring them over to the show. Lend your eardrum. Got a little food for thought. Hopefully you don't eat too much. But so what? Let's do this. Go ahead and fade this down a little better. Y'all know how I like my music. That's what it is. So we're going to fade this down a little bit. I'm going to do my little clip here. Let me see. So let's start off with my girl Mika. And like I said, I'm going to interject in between. You guys, tell me what you think. And by the way, if you have a comment, a petty suggestion, or you just want to be petty, leave a message. You can leave voice messages for me, folks. Say, Glenn, you full of shit. You should have talked about this. Or I'm a right-wing, black, not Democrat, Buster Gilligan, Candace Owens, Herman Cain type, and I got something to say. I might even put your little comments out there so for everybody to hear. But why not? So if you have a petty and a possible, go ahead and leave a voice message. You can do that. You can reach me on Anchor, on Spotify. So with that said, let's go ahead and get with the clip. Hear what they have to say. I'm going to go ahead and get Mika here. And here we go. Let me turn this down.
Just a sign that former President Trump did not win the 2020 election. The Supreme Court yesterday, he didn't, if you can believe it.
Okay, but
the Supreme Court yesterday decided it will not take up the last of Trump's election challenges. In a one-line ruling, which is its normal practice, the court denied his appeal of lower court rulings that upheld Wisconsin's handling of mail-in ballots, completing the high court's wholesale rejection of attempts to overturn the 2020 election.
And again, Willie, let's underline the fact that this is...
Freeze it. You guys know how I do. Freeze it. But did you hear that? Now, this is a Trump court. This is a decidedly conservative Supreme Court that said, nah, baby, nah. We tired of hearing this. Get your ass out of here and head back down to Mar-a-Lago. But let us move on, like BDP. Let us move on.
When? This is a 6-3 court. Donald Trump actually put three members on that court. When Amy Coney Barrett was selected, there were a lot of concerns that he was rushing her selection through so she could have an impact on the election. I don't know where people got that idea.
Now, see, this is where, you know, Joe being the Morning Joe guy and Joe being the former conservative and former Republican, he'll say shit like this every now and then. And I always say, like, okay, Joe, you're kind of reverting back. Because how do you not know this, Joe? How do you not know that, I don't know, when Donald Trump and the right wing and the conservative media push Amy Coney Barrett, and there's this whole assumption that A, she's going to side with Donald Trump, which is scary as hell. B, that she might actually vote against a woman's right to choose, which is scary as hell. And I'm saying this from a man's perspective, because, again, I believe that human beings, in this case women, should be able to decide what to do with their body. I can't imagine an all-women Congress or women submitting laws that would say, I don't know, men have to get a hysterectomy. Has to get the snip, because I can't think of it right now. But I can't imagine men going for that. I can't imagine laws out there in place. Well, you know, men can't masturbate because you're what? Enabling a seed to reach the egg, in which God said that, I don't know, ejaculation is what? The 11th commandment. But anyway, let's not get off in the weeds and let us move on, because I was about to riff. But I was going to riff on the behalf of women, but let us move on. That's a different episode and a different topic.
Well, wait a second. Actually, Donald Trump bragged about the fact that he wanted to get her on the court quickly so she could have a big impact on the outcome of the election challenges. Of course.
Freeze it. I'm not the type of guy to brag to say I told you so, but damn, I'm good. Because, Joe, I actually just said that, but let us move on. Let me stop patting myself on the back before I break my elbow.
Once again, showing his complete and total ignorance of how federal courts operate, how an independent judiciary operates.
That's because Donald Trump can't spell Constitution. I seriously doubt if Donald Trump can spell court. He probably can't spell Supreme, but let us move on. I'm sorry, y'all. I just got to interject. That's just the way we do on Petty Show, so here we go.
And how judges who get lifetime appointments don't really care what he tweets about them.
Yeah, Donald Trump's understanding of the Supreme Court is, if I put you on that court, you're there to defend me. You're there to help me. And in this case, with Justice Barrett, to help me win the election, to which she said, mm-hmm. No, that's not how this works. To which Justice Kavanaugh said, no, that's not how this works. The people that Donald Trump put there in his mind to help him have not helped him at all. And this last decision is the final slapdown of all these contests and people asking what happened in 2020. Was there a voting irregularity? You still have Mike Pence writing op-eds about that. The courts have now said more than 60 times.
Mike.
The courts have said more than 60 times that these are bogus claims. And now finally.
Freeze it. 60 times. Did you hear that? 60 times. So we can't play this. Oh, we never got a chance to hear the evidence. We never got a chance to submit the affidavits. You know, they love talking about these affidavits of these crazy ass mega types that said that they saw a UFO drinking purple drink and filling out a ballot at the same time type shit. So, but let us move on.
This last one from the Supreme Court should put an end to the conversation. Unfortunately, as we all know, it won't.
Yeah.
And freeze it. I gotta say, freeze it. But the reason why it won't is because you guys see what's out there. You guys see and hear what I hear. They're continuing this whole facade that the election was stolen. And they're unabashed and unembarrassed by it. Because this is what they have to do, folks. They have to feed that animal. There's no putting that genie back in the bottle. MAGA won't go back into the bottle, guys. In January 6th, and the domestic terrorist attack on the Capitol was just a culmination of everything that spilled out of that bottle of Paul Masson that they call a genie bottle. But let us move on.
Yeah, Mike Pence, I mean, come on, Mike. Come on. Seriously? I can't say this enough.
Trump's got a hold on them all.
I cannot say this enough that I think the real heroes over the past 4 years, I think the people in our government that stood shoulder to shoulder and remain committed to constitutional norms, remain committed to constitutional checks and balances, remain committed mm-hmm. to guaranteeing that Madisonian democracy survived another 4 years, regardless of the chaos that was going on outside the walls of their building, were not just members of the United States Supreme Court, but federal judges across America, and this cannot be said enough, federal judges across America who were appointed by Republican presidents, federal judges across the country that were appointed by Democratic judges, liberal judges and justices, justices and judges that were Federalist Society members in college, law school, throughout their career. I mean, it really has been remarkable what federal judges, what our independent judiciary has proven over the past 4 years, and that is that they remain the most resilient part and remain really the last best hope to protect our democracy,
yeah.
To protect.
So basically what Joe is just trying to intimate too, and again, it's amazing, and it shows the desperation of the Republican Party. And many of you know that right now you have Republican state legislatures all around this country trying to pass voter restriction laws to keep from what happened back in 2018 and 2020. And what is that, folks? Black folks, young folks, brown folks, women, Asians, Jews. They all had access to the ballot, and guess what they did? They voted. And that scares the shit out of the Republican Party. Because why? Because the Republican Party has a shrinking voting base. You've heard me say this plenty, plenty times again. There is a reason why the Democratic Party looks like America and the Republican Party looks like the host lineup down the dial. Basically all white, and we're talking about a demographic between, what, 35 and 105. The Democratic Party is America. In all its beauty, in all its diversity. And that's the advantage that we will always have over the Republican Party, the shrinking Republican Party. And believe me, folks, I hope like hell they don't ever pay attention to demographical studies. I hope like hell that they always believe that there's like some silent majority just waiting to take them over the top. You know, because that's, it's one of the thesis that I have why Republicans, especially the alt-right, the Trumpster type of Republicans, are so upset, because I honestly believe that they thought that Donald Trump was popular, that Donald Trump was, he had like a Barack Obama type of mandate, that Melania was just as loved as Michelle, and that Donald Trump and the conservatives, they honestly believed that we were just going to forget what happened the last 4 years, that we were just going to do the Men in Black blinky light and just, you know, forget what happened, forget that back in the day when you were talking about owning the libs and owning the left and owning the minorities and locking up people in cages and separating black and brown children at the border and, you know, your war with the media and they're the enemy of the state and the whole white male fragility and the resentment card, the envy card, the, you know, Republicans, conservatives believe that there's this theory out there called the Great Replacement and that they're going to be replaced by, you know, the others, and that when the others get in charge, they're going to what? Get revenge or somehow get back at them for what they did. You know, this is where that part of the Bible where they don't want to do on to others as the others have done on to them. That type of stuff. And you know, it's funny. I'm going to get out of here. But I have a real funny clip. Well, actually, it's not funny. It's pretty indicative of Republicans, especially the black but not Democrat types. You know, the Candace Owens, the Busters, the black conservatives. Oh, and by the way, black conservatives, I will have a special show for you because I have to ask this question. Are you black before you're a black conservative? Are you a black Republican before you're black? Because I have yet to hear one single word from these so-called black Republicans, these black conservatives, these black not Democrat type fools say anything about the voter suppression laws that Republican, again, state legislators are putting in place. You don't want to defend black folks? You don't want to give me five and turn it over and give me five on the black hand side? That type of thing? Where are you? Why aren't you defending that right that we all have as Americans? You know, when you're a black conservative, you love to play the institutional card. You're an institutionalist. You believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You believe in all that crap. You believe that it's for all Americans, that justice is blind. But in this case, I have yet to hear one word from you. But let me play this clip because, again, D is Donald Trump. The person he's pimping is the Republican Party. And this is a little clip from the movie, and I know everybody will remember this classic, Hustle and Flow. And this is when she went in to get that microphone for D. Again, Donald Trump. So listen to this clip. I'm going to end the show on this, but I think you guys will find this funny.
Hey.
Don't ever do that to me again, D.
What, man?
No, I ain't some fucking cash machine where you can get shit for free.
Hey, ain't like you was in there sweating
no,
bullets
D,
or
I gotta
some
have
shit.
A say in what I
and
do.
And you was only
no,
in there for half a minute, man. Damn.
D, in what I do.
Look, man.
That's the Capitol rioters.
You, every time you,
you got
start,
something for me.
D?
You got
fuck
something
you,
for me.
D. Here, take it. You
hey,
earned it.
Fuck wrong with you, man.
She just threw the microphone across the car.
Hey, no, bring your ass. No. Don't you do this shit right now.
This is Donald Trump talking to Druff and Candace Owens and Herman Cain and the conservatives at the back world. Bring your ass back here. Don't you do that shit. You know I need your money.
Don't bring your ass here, man. You ever walk away from me? We do what the fuck we gotta do, man. By any means. Ain't that right? We take care of our shit. You think I like this shit?
Isn't it? No, but Donald Trump loves this. He loves pimping the Republican Party. He loves pimping the black Democrat, the black Republicans. He loves pimping the black, not Democrat types. He loves pimping the Diamond and Silks of the world. He loves pimping the Ben Carsons and the Herman Cains of the world. He loves pimping the MAGA worlds, the MAGA maggots, as I call them. But let us move on.
You think I want to spend the rest of my life pimping your pimple country ass? Well, not me. I fucking hate you. I hate this shit!
D!
Going back to Mar-a-Lago.
Do you know what I do in the back of them cars?
You know what I do at Mar-a-Lago? You know what I do at the RNC convention and at CPAC? You know what I do on Fox News every day? You know what I do on conservative radio? I hold myself out for you, D. Donald Trump, are you listening to me? I hold myself out for you.
Do you? Everybody's got something to do. Everybody's got something important going on in their life, but me, D. And I want something.
What do you want?
I don't really know, but I just want something.
What do you want?
I don't know.
Tell me what the fuck you want to do.
Not this, D.
Not this, D. I'm tired of you, Donald Trump, pimping me. I'm tired of you, Donald Trump, sending a cease and desist letter talking about I can't use your name. All that stuff I did in the back of that car for you, D. All that, for 4 years, all I did was defend you, D. For 4 years, all I did was do my, I dance for you, D. For 4 years, I was caping for, what, Officer Tatum? For 4 years. I had my blackness question for 4 years, D. And this how you gonna do me, D? Ain't that about it, y'all? Isn't in a nutshell, isn't that the Republican Party under 4 years of Donald Trump? Hey guys, it's been fun. You know how we do on a Politically Petty podcast show. I give it to you straight, no chaser. But in the end, as always, I hope you're getting what I'm spitting. And remember, sometimes the man meets the moment, and sometimes the moment meets the man. And this is my moment. This is the Politically Petty Podcast Show. I am your host, GW, Clifford Mason, and I'm out.